Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On the last Friday of the month, we're short. We play shorts. We play short episodes of our conversation, our being Bob and I, Bob Kodges and Nick Georgudiou's conversations. I'm talking about myself in third person. Let's just get to the short conversations because this is a long intro.
Are you an empathy crier?
Oh, yeah.
Because I see people, especially I see guys cry. I'm like, because I know guys are trying hard not to cry. Harder probably than most ladies that I know to not cry because the stigma of tears. But yeah, I'm an empathy crier. I'm also an empathy puker. So if you throw up my...
Oh, no, I can't. I don't even want to. When I was younger, I couldn't even talk about it.
Yeah, I don't. It's I've always hated it. And it's because it's so involuntary. It's like you know something's going to happen that you don't want to happen. Nope. And yet it's going to happen. So, and it's like knowing that. And I've never been good at accepting that stuff.
I may just skip over this and cut it out of the recorded version. Maybe.
Make your mouth start to water. Is my voice signature like a fingerprint? Like, could you say literally there's nobody in the world who has a voice exactly like mine?
I mean, I think we could have said that up until these last 2 years where the AI stuff, the ChatGPT and the AI stuff has really taken off.
It's good. But can it be that precise? I mean, the precision of our measurement tools is limited, right? But
probably it could... I would say, like, if there was a voice print, like you see in movies where they do the hand print and the eye print and the voice print, like, to that extent, it could probably be fooled because those can't be that accurate.
So
and AI, they may not even exist.
AI could probably then print exact duplicates of my fingerprints.
Oh, sure.
And you could put little finger tips on your fingers with my fingerprints on them, and they'll go commit crimes.
Yeah, I mean, we could have done that. I've taken your fingerprints multiple times. Kids, they are a problem that must be solved.
From, that's a perspective.
From vandalism to loitering, they are a detriment to the community. That's where the mosquito comes in. The mosquito is a device designed to repel children and teenagers by emitting a high-pitched sound only they can hear. And so what some governments have done is use them in public parks at night. So after 25... some of your hearing dies off, like you can't hear certain sounds. Under 25, you still can. So to keep kids and vandals out of the public parks, they use this emitter, this like high-pitched sound to get rid of kids. And that's called the mosquito.
They put a mosquito in their ears. That's real. I know that's real.
That is real. Yeah, it's a Canadian company, actually, and there's some lawsuits around them implementing it in Philadelphia. But I think that it was still being purchased and installed.
I had heard about the difference in the hearing abilities of teenagers and the fact that they were actually sending each other messages in high enough pitches in classrooms that the teacher could not hear them, but they could. This was using those powers for good, I guess, or for the teens' purposes. Yeah, so that's an interesting concept. Nothing wraps up a month of podcasts like Daily Dose Friday Shorts. I feel like these final Friday episodes show off my partner Nick's editing and comic timing. He brings everything except the rim shot. Friday Shorts also feed my need for things that appeal to my short attention span. Make it quick, and let's move on. We hope you enjoyed listening to these snippets as much as we enjoyed making them. That does it for this episode of your Daily Dose. We'll be back next week with all new episodes. Be sure to check them out. Thanks for listening.